Acque Stazielle. The modern name of the town of Acqui Terme is reminiscent of the Latin Acque Stazielle, which the Romans attributed to their habitat founded in the region of the ancient indigenous tribe of Ligurian Stazielli. These people used to live in the area between the current southern Piedmont and Liguria, and were defeated in 173 before Christ, at the end of a long and bloody military campaign, by the Romans under the consul Marco Popilio Lenate, who destroyed the legendary capital, Carystum. The conquest was followed by a gradual cultural and political assimilation of the local population, culminating in the foundation of a new town, Acque Stazielle, to be precise, rising around the hot springs which immediately became the characteristic feature of the new centre and the main reason for its fame. With the opening of Via Emilia Scauri in 109 before Christ, the road which linked Dertona, the current Tortona, to Vada Sabazia, today known as Vado Ligure, Acque Stazielle acquired importance as a commercial and administrative center. In the imperial period between the 1st and 3rd centuries AD, the town experienced significant urban and monumental development, as evidenced by the numerous archaeological discoveries that have taken place in recent years. In fact, in Acque Stazielle, a forum used to exist, the town's main square on which there was a temple, a theatre and an amphitheatre, a great aqueduct which carried drinking water from the springs of the nearby Ero Valley into town, and at least two thermal plants. The remains of some of these monuments, such as the grand arches of the aqueduct and the great Roman pool, are still visible today. Of others, there is only evidence from excavations. The fame it enjoyed in ancient times is also confirmed by the writings of some Latin authors, starting from Pliny the Elder, who, in his famous natural history, cites Acque Stazielle on the list of towns founded by water.